Hello everyone, after this somewhat longer time than before, we are Captain Kane, Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy.
With the Crippled Crisp Review.
Episode number 2, season 1. Let's drop right into it.
So what do you have for us this week?
I bought something special, I think. It's not expensive, but it was special. It's a Pirato Ketchup Crisp. We never reviewed Ketchup Crisp officially on the website or in a podcast before. We have had discussions about
That's right, crisp. Because in I believe in the UK they have a lot of ketchup flavored crisps.
Yeah.
And we both had those before.
We both have those, and I have had ketchup flavored crisps in the Netherlands as well, because you can find them sometimes here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an off-brand one from the Aldi, so it wasn't expensive. This is the sound of the bag opening. Ooh. Oh, he tears quite quickly.
Ooh, it smells mostly sour.
It is pure sour. It's almost as if you just smell vinegar. It reminds me of vinegar.
Yes. And you smell a little bit of the salt in there, the combination. Yeah. Let me try.
They're a little flaky.
Yes, they are.
That's a texture comment. And flavor is really sour.
Yeah, I see where they are trying to go.
Yeah.
But this is these could be salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah, you have a little hint of tomato.
Yeah, but it's there.
It's a little bit, when you have a can of tomato puree, when you just open it up, you also smell that really sour smell of the concentrated tomato.
I'd say it's even more sour.
I can't say that I like them, to be honest.
Well, they're not awful, but they're definitely not good.
Let's do a quick roundup.
Smell, well, sour.
Flavor.
Sour as well, with that tiny hint of tomato in there.
Yeah.
Sour and salty, because you do taste the saltiness.
Texture?
Well, like you said, flaky. These are not the crunchiest crisps we've had in a long time. I like the cheapy Knubbles from last time, even crunchier than this.
Yeah. These aren't flavor savers, I think.
No, they are definitely savers, but we won't recommend this.
Maybe
crisps.
You would just eat a baked potato instead of this.
Yeah.
I would give this 2 out of 5 crisp bags.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like them that much.
Okay.
2 out of 5.
And now I'm gonna throw away this bag before I start eating them.
Yeah, before you're sick.
Marijn brought in a nice little trivia fact. We always look forward to this topic.
Yes, we both do.
Yeah. This actually, we have a lot of discussions about what trivia we should discuss on the podcast. And this one is...
We argue passionately about this.
It's almost as if we're in parliament.
Almost. Yeah.
And this week's trivia is quite interesting. Tell them more about the axolotl, Marijn.
The axolotl, which is a species of salamander from Mexico. And why is that interesting, you ask? Wait, there's more. Because the axolotl has the power to regenerate him or herself entirely without any scars. If it loses its tail, like a normal salamander, it grows back. But unlike the salamander, if it loses an arm, for example, it grows back without a scar.
But I have a question. If you have an axolotl, and I will not, listeners of the internet, don't try this at home. I'm not advocating to do this at home. But if you decapitate an axolotl, will you then have 2 axolotls? Will the body of the axolotl grow a new head? And will the head of the axolotl grow a new body, and then you will have 2 axolotls?
Well, I think if you decapitate an axolotl, it's just dead. Because heart and brain are parted.
And the generative powers aren't like...
No.
The ultimate.
It's not like you can get a whole aquarium full of axolotls when you decapitate them all. No. Also, because, well, the and I do not recommend this, because that would be animal misconduct, misbehaving towards animals. But if an axolotl loses its arm or leg, it grows back, but the leg itself is gone. It's not that a new axolotl grows from a lost limb. The axolotl himself does.
No,
grow.
But it is an interesting concept, though.
Yeah,
but you could eventually the axolotl could like multiply itself without having sex and just chewing off a pinky or something. that would be an interesting concept.
It would, but no, it doesn't work that way. But why it is interesting, because there is something in the genes of the axolotl which makes him able to do that, and that might be of interest for people who have lost an arm or a leg or in any other way are sick or disabled, so that they can get better again.
Yeah, that is a quite interesting thing, and I don't know how our listeners feel about genetic manipulation, but we are quite fond of the idea. Marijn already has a bank savings account, so he can eventually get a genetically modified nose, so he can smell more of the scents of food.
Yeah.
He wants a bloodhound nose for everybody that does.
Yeah, especially for tasting crisps. It's so much better when you
have the
smell
range.
all those subtle nuances in a crisp.
Yeah, that is what we need in life.
Yeah. Maybe we should buy better crisps then.
That too as well. Now, what is actually quite funny, I had a friend in high school that had an obsession with axolotls because they look like Pokemons. He really wants to buy one. The axolotl itself isn't that expensive, I believe. I didn't look it up, to be honest. But everything around the axolotl, the aquarium and all the special food and water and sand and everything you need is very expensive, especially because they have what is it you do? You told me something about ion.
I told you the axolotl is a salamander and it grows and it becomes adult, but it doesn't have a metamorphosis, meaning that it becomes that it loses its larva stage and becomes an adult, like salamanders do. So they stay young, although they do they can get children and make children, but because of the lack of iodine in their environment where they live, and there are only 1200 alone in Mexico left, and they only live
in
Mexico in the wild, yes, but there no iodine in the environment, and because of that they stay in this larva stage. And if somehow you
bring them in contact with iodine, they will
immediately
turn
become
adult, and then they cannot regenerate any later anymore, right? And that's quite interesting, because and you would say, like, okay, so when I buy an axolotl and I buy an aquarium and I buy plants for in the aquarium and I buy sand and water to put into the aquarium.
No iodine.
But there are people that actually put iodine by accident in their axolotl aquariums. And those people should be sterilized, I think.
I wonder how they would do that. Oh, I have a little wound. Let's disinfect it with iodine. Oh, help! I trip again. And my bottle of iodine falls into my recently purchased aquarium with axolotls.
Yeah. That sounds actually quite logical. This is something that happens every day, I think.
Yeah, now that I think of it, yeah, this is actually a very plausible story.
Yeah, let's go on to the next topic. We had an appointment for 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
We had an appointment for 4 o'clock this afternoon to record the podcast.
Yes.
And what happened? I got a text message that Mr. Marijn was already waiting on a bus, but the bus was nowhere to be seen. Eventually, a little later, I think 10, maybe 15 minutes later, I got another text message that he was still waiting on the bus, but this was the next bus.
Yes.
And I am very anxious to hear this story. Please tell us what happened.
I wanted to be here at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite punctual, so I wanted to be here on time. So I looked on the internet what time I needed to leave. So I left home a little bit early so I could catch the bus, which was set to leave at 24 past 4. So I went there, was there eventually 22 past 4. So I was a little bit early. I don't like that the bus arrives right or leaves right in front of my nose. So I was there and I was waiting, yeah, 24, 25, 26, yeah, the bus could be a little bit later to help an old woman get into the bus with their walker or their wheelchair.
Maybe it's busy traffic. They're all fine.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that is fine. But 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, already 10 minutes late almost. I thought that was quite hefty. I was counting on the regulations of the GVB,
the
bus.
The time schedule?
Time schedule. But I don't know which time schedule they were using, but it wasn't the same. So, but eventually the bus came and I got into the bus. Wanted to go to Amsterdam South, which is only one stop, bus stop away. So I got there in time to catch another bus. So I thought. I walked to the bus stop and I checked. Is the I need to have the 15. Is the 15 leaving here? No. Walked a little bit further. Is the 15 leaving here? No. Walked back. Is the 15 leaving here? No, still not. I didn't know, but I used to be able to catch the 15 where I was standing at that point. So I thought the bus would come quite quickly. And I was waiting and there was a guy from the public transport company in Amsterdam. And he asked me, is the 15 stopping here? I told him that as far as I knew, the 15 was stopping here. But I had no physical proof of that. So I waited and I waited, and yes, I see the 15 arriving on the other side of the street, because it's an end stop, so it came from Sloterdijk to Zuid, it arrived on Zuid, on the other side of the street, and then it would turn around. And it did turn around, and it drove right past me. And at that point, a guy came to me, and I said, yeah, are you waiting for the 15? Yeah,
maybe you should mention this was a surface.
Oh yeah, it was a surface employee of the GVB.
Yeah.
He told me at that point, when I had already missed the bus, that I needed to be across the street and that it was like this for a couple of weeks. And so I should be able to know it, but I wasn't the only one on the bus stop. There were several people waiting for the 15, wondering, does it leave here?
And you forgot to mention, wasn't there also another employee, another bus driver waiting there to take
the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was all indeed. No, well, it wasn't a bus driver. He drives trams. And he was also waiting for the bus, the 15 towards Sloterdijk. It's a terrible story.
It's a terrible story. This poor fella, took him like about an hour for a distance that normally takes 20 minutes.
If I would have catched the 24 and everything went like it should go, then I would have been here at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I would have been on time.
Yeah.
And now, well, okay, now I was 15 minutes, 10 minutes? 15 minutes late, wasn't that much, but gives me a lot of frustration.
Well, let's go on to the next topic. So we have a new segment that we like to talk about, and that's something that we also talk about a lot in the show. It's our love for music. We are both big metal heads, and I listen to hip hop as well, which Marijn loves to make fun of.
Yeah.
But Marijn has a new obsession. He found a new app on his iPad. And he finally knows how it works.
I've played in bands. I like to make music. I don't do it that often anymore. But GarageBand gave me the opportunity to program some drums. And I left it at that. But I was bored last week. And then I thought, why not explore GarageBand a little bit more? And I did. So in a week time, I have 5 projects already on my iPad with music that can be turned into songs and so in this rate, I think next week my debut album will come out.
Let's start with an EP, but okay.
Yeah, fine.
The EP will also be released on SoundCloud or wherever you can find the podcast.
Possibly.
We will bring it to you and you can, of course, pay a hefty, hefty price to listen to this goodness. Because we need to make some money, I think. And I will be his management. And we will further announce the greater European tour of the European mainland on a later date. You can look forward to that. And you can also look forward to our stories about music more, I think.
Because I think, beside from this, this is more into the... This is more electronic stuff. This is more dark wave. Electro thing. It's not with real instruments like a guitar or a bass or a real drum kit. It's just computer. But I enjoy it very much. But we like music with real instruments.
Yeah, we do.
Sam already told you, metal mainly.
But let's go on to the next subject, I think.
But, Sam, or Brace Boy, you're not called Brace Boy without a reason. There are some things you need to tell about your brace. Because you have a cast now, and that's going to be a brace, right?
It's going to be a brace, indeed. I will have a brace this time next week, actually. So that's quite exciting.
It took you quite long to get it.
Yeah, so the thing is that, and this is going to sound a little crazy, I'm now in an experiment. The doctor and I, my physician and I, are now in an experimental phase in which we look into what is the best shape of the brace for my leg. And we do this by using casts. The same casts one uses when he breaks his leg to mend his bones and heal himself again. And so I walk around with this big cast and this different little cast shoe. So I have like 2 different shoes on all day, which is a little bit, which springs into the eye.
You can have it.
Yeah, but people notice it. And then people ask me in a concerned manner, what's wrong with you? What happened? And especially people that don't know me, they think that I might have broken my leg. And what was quite astounding that then I was at work and I hopped into the lift when this other person also hopped into the lift and he asked me, what happened to your leg? Did you fall at your winter holiday? Did you fall at your skiing holiday? And I was, what? This was June, by the way. Let's put this in perspective. This was June. And what? How can I go on winter skiing holiday when it's June? I don't have the money to go to the Mount Everest and fly up to like second base camp and snowboard down.
Well, maybe you went to Antarctica.
Yeah, maybe I went to Antarctica because I have the money to go to Antarctica and do a little skiing vacation over there.
Your colleague didn't know.
Yeah. I work for the Dutch government. We don't get paid that well, you know. It's all fine, but we don't get paid in like a bazillion euros.
Okay.
And
that's why you brought the cheap ass chips.
yeah.
Okay.
But so I and the thing is that a lot of people, when I tell them eventually that it is an experiment of my doctor, they look at me like really weirdly, like they didn't want to know this. They look at me as if I'm part of some crazy sex organization that is like, that does experimental sex type of things, and maybe
you should introduce it to them like that.
Yeah.
Next time.
Maybe I should. Yeah, that's actually quite a good idea.
Yeah. So then they get all uncomfortable and sorry for asking that stupid question.
But this was actually my story for this week about disabilities. And next week I can probably tell a little bit about my new leg brace.
So that was the Crippled Crisp review from this week.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, write a review if you can write a review. Like us, follow us on Twitter at @PirateCrisps.
Share, subscribe.
Yeah, share, subscribe.
All those things.
Yeah, we hope to see. No, we won't see you because you will not be in our homes. But we hope to find you again next week for our next podcast that will be there for you to listen to.
Yes, and that is how the crisp crunches.